The onnam oid hutzichu Yisrael shi gufam muchlum zumal ora roi, I believe, right? So he's speaking over here about the different inyanim of Leila Seda and the oifin in which they are in which they bring about the desired results. So he said there was a tziruf of the galus, and the tachlis of the tziruf of the galus was to be to take out from them whatever there was that was bad. And then they also needed something, a gilim erk to shasai. But you stop to shasen shasol be mosha achrov. Be salam shifus in sparna tum shesh kunda. Vizen asa ekorm pesa. Now, I want to speak a little bit about this inyan over here. And maybe it's something which touches on really a core nekuda. It's something wrong with the mic, or what's the... I hear the echo.
You're hearing an echo?
No. Try this.
Looks like it's plugged. Everything seems to be plugged
okay,
in.
Okay, good. Fine. Good. So he says here they needed a Korban Pesach, which would give them, be moishef them to Kedusha. But let's talk a little bit about an Nekuda Merkazes over here. A person is first and foremost whatever it is that he enjoys. A person is a ruchnistic person, not if he does ruchnias, not if he would like to do ruchnias, but what's the core of that which he's misanik from? If his tainug is from things that are kedusha, then we call the person a kaddish. Just like a musician is not somebody who plays, but somebody who's is nimshach to it. That's his meshicha. So it's as if, let's say, there's some central inyan, like a magnet, that draws people to it. So if music draws people to it, the people are called musicians, musical people. Art draws people, they're called artistic people, and so on. The people that are called Kedoshim are people that are drawn by Kedusha. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have knocked out of them all of the Taivas, they wouldn't be Kedoshim unless they would have something to be Nimshach to, which is positive, which is Ruchnias. And that's why he says he needed something to be Moshach them. Ubam Nevelem Mishchu Kulachem. So they need to draw back from one and to be nimshach to the other. That's where Korban Pesach comes in. So I think we mentioned this last time. A person staying away from bad alone. Lamashal, if you punish a kid, we spoke about it last time, if you punish a kid not to patchka his time, but if he doesn't enjoy learning, he's not going anyplace with it. So you need to give him a taste of good learning and push away the other stuff, and then it's shayach for him to nimshach to it. Okay, now we add. So that's true for the neshama. The neshama of the people were nimshach to Korban Pesach. They were drawn away from the zarah. Va'omnam oid hutzuchu yisrael sheyia gufa muchanam zumin la'oyer haroi sheyizunu zayin yom elu bishonim min amatzah shimozen. So the guf, it's just like the neshama of the person is what determines the mitzias of the neshama is in what it's misanik. The guf in its darga is misanik from whatever is mazing it, and whatever type of oichel the guf has determines what kind of guf it is. So, Lamashal Chazal say that Goyim, because they eat the Nevolus and stuff like that, the Guf has a different Targa of Hevel. It's the same Targa. Whatever it is, just like the Neshama is considered to be of what it is Nishach to and what gives it its Chiyus, so too the Guf. Whatever gives it its Chiyus, that's what it is. There's a very interesting Gemara in Bav Metzia. at the very end of Bamitzia, that there's a machloikas the Mishnah of if you have a gina that's between two ginas and Aliyah Tachtin. So Shimichoy says, we see Mehechon Yerek Zechai. In other words, if you want to know whose Yerek it is, well, where is this Chiyus Nimshach from? So on a very ruchnistic level, Oineg is the Chiyus. On a very, very, on a lesser level, Muzin is the Chiyus. So both in Yanim are the kudos of the Chiyus. Let's the head and the kuda of Chiyus of the person. If it's in the Shama, it's Oineg Dik, and in the Guf, it's Chiyus Dik. That's really the difference between the two.
I'm going to disconnect and reconnect again because I think there's something.
Okay, go for it. Okay, is it better?
Yeah, it looks like it's better.
Okay, great. The chiyus itself is something that you have the chiyus of the guf and the chiyus of the neshama. And the chiyus of a neshama is oineg, the chiyus of a guf is its mazon. Let's give an example. Somebody who's le'aleinu very depressed. Have you ever seen somebody very depressed? I had somebody that stayed by me, Tkuf, a very depressed person. The person looks dead. There's almost no chiyus to the person. And the main point of what makes him like that is there's no nekuda of tiny, whether it has to do with chemicals or events, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, when a person is not misaneg from anything, then he's dead. So on the nefeshtika level, on the neshamadika level, the nekudas hatainad mamish is what his chiyus is, and therefore the person is whatever his chiyus is mitzad the neshama. His guf is shayach to the world depending on what it's nizing from. A dogma would be where Chazal say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah around to all the Mus'olim and he asked them, would you like it? Mike Sivbein, this one said Le'Sigzel, this is Le'Sirtzach. Their Nekudis Achius is from those in Yanim, and therefore it's not Shaykh to them. They can't have Chius from it. Okay, so the Guf needed to have a Torah de Kechius so that the Guf also have a shtickle metzias that's ruchni vis-a-vis the parallel to the neshama. Now, whether that works on a deeper level, how that works, that the guf's mazon determines itself, the shenim say that by treifas, we don't know. I don't know. But al kaponim, wherever the Torah gave an inyan of mazon, the muscle, the eitz hadas, is kill the person because that couldn't give him a chiyus. The Yitzachayim would be a chiyus. Mazon is the tziner of chiyus for a person. So we needed to have something that was ruchni as opposed to something that was ra. Let's talk a little bit about this nekuda here of matzahs being ruchni and lechem being something that's yitzaharadik or whatever you want to call it. There's a Rija Katili. Rija Katili was was a Kadman in Kabbalah, wrote a bunch of Sfarim, known as one of the most famous ones, Shaira Oira. The Goyen said, Chaim Lozhin said, the Yotze Kabbalah was in Shaira Oira. He was from the early Mekubalim. He has a pirush on that God. And he says the following Nekuda.
What's it called?
I'm sorry?
What's it called?
I don't remember the it's printed in the old prints. It's printed together with the Goyen's Pirush, actually. The early ones printed it together. It's a Pirush Rizha Ketile. I don't know if it has even a name. It's printed together in the old ones, the ones that you buy by the weight, you know, those old Haggadahs that you just pile up. That one over there is... So he says the following point. He says, Be'emes, Chimutz is a process of fermentation, which is a process of disintegration. It belongs in the same category as different types of rotting and falling apart. And Yeri says, so mitlchura, that means that it should be bad for you. It shouldn't be good for you. It shouldn't be healthy for you. But the truth is, we matzahs really throw us for a loop. Our stomachs are not built to handle matzah. It could be Kaddish and Torah and everything wonderful, maybe, and it's actually because it's like that. Whereas bread sits quite well with us. What's the... So he says, here in his sentence, he says, we are not built to be able to be yoinik from Tov alone. Dugma. The Gemara says that when they came to be Mevatel, when they were Mevatel Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, the Anshei Chassidus said, you know, we're on a roll now, we might as well be Mevatel Yitzhar of Arayis. They Mevatel Yitzhar of Arayis, the world came to a standstill. Nobody got married, no chicken laid eggs, v'chulo, v'chulo, v'chulo. So they said, you know, that can't work. We're going to need to let it, but we weaken it, and so on and so forth. That's the Shemesh Chassidus, that's Gemara. The pshat is that our guf, because we are so chumrious, we can't live without it. For instance, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're very elevated, and with Taka, many people feel the haibim, and they feel good, and they miss anik from Yom Kippur. But if you keep one more day Yom Kippur, woe unto us the next morning if the coffee's not ready, where it's mentioned. Yesterday you fast the whole day and you were mamish the hoyim and it was gewaldic and you felt you don't need to eat. Yes, for a day you can do it, but afterwards, and everything like that. We cannot survive without the tarevis of Ra in the Bria. The famous Zohar Kodesh says, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't destroy the Tzahar of Arayas? And it says there wouldn't be Chedvas of the Shmaitza. In other words, for us, the integration of Ra is a necessity. The Rebbe Sol Salanta writes in his letter, in one of his letters, he writes that for a person to be matzliach learning, for a person to learn, he needs two koiches. He needs the koich of looking for emes, and the other koich he calls the poisonous koich, the giftige koich, of wanting to be right. When you learn Lishma, it's wonderful, you don't persist. Again, unless you're the Vilna Gaon. But we don't. For us, something that doesn't have any a mashu, at least, of Yetzirah to it, we don't cope with it. Our guf is too coarse to cope with things that are refined. It's fascinating in the when the old days, if you take a look at Shacharuch and my parents remembered in Europe, poor people had to eat black coarse bread with all the chaff and everything ground into it and so on and so forth, because they were poor, they couldn't afford it. But wealthy people were healthy and they could afford the best thing. They had the healthy, pure white bread. And you know, today, you pay through your nose to that you're grinding all sorts of grasses into it, because adrabah, it's the roughage. The body without roughage doesn't digest well. The body needs the coarse material to digest. That's become our understanding, and we understand that that's the chrech. A person would say, what's the svara? The body doesn't digest it. So I'm saving the body, the tircha, of getting rid of the junk. I'm giving it right away to good. The teretz is, we can't work like that. Our body needs to have the hisaskus with things that are material. So the fermentation process, the chimutz process, is a process that disintegrates. It sort of degrades. It takes the bread, the dough, and begins to change it, and that makes it edible for us and palatable. But just like there's Yom Kippur, where you fast, there's a week where you're mazin from things that have no Tarev Zetzahara. So just like the Marshall, generally speaking, what gets us up in the morning to learn is what other people think. The desire to do well on a test, the desire to say a better Shteg Torah than somebody else in Chabura. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, the Sura Shebe'isa makes it rise, but it allows us, but if we need to have a core, that's Toif. So we have 7 days where the Guf receives the type of Mazen that allows it to be Shayach to this Darga as well. So we have the higher Chalakam Kaisel was Nizen from the Korban Pesach. That was the Mishchu Me'avodazor Ukhulachem. So the Mashcheni Achach V'Narutza, that was the going after Hashem Baruch Hu. And the Guf had the Matzah that elevated it and gave it its dark. So those are the two Inyanim of Korban Pesach Matzah. Omnom. Inyan Adalit Koises Hu. Shehine Yadua Shemadregas Asitrachim Dalit.
So the original Taros, when you talk about Ra, you talk about Dalit. Let's talk about this as well. Where do we get Dalit from? So the Maral in their mitzvah speaks a lot about this. When he speaks about it, says Bracious, it says V'aretz Hayis Soyev Avoyev B'Choshech Al Pnei Goyim Chazal Darshan Bavel Poras Yavan and Roy. So the Maral asks, well, why were four Malchias Rishoyes included in Bria Soila? Why? So the Maral says they were not Lav Dafka, they were included as much as the potential for Ra was included in Bria Soila. How's that? There are four directions in which let's put it this way. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad means there's one Nekuda and everything revolves around it. If you want the Hefech than that, how many Pifanim do you have? So you have any one of a variety of four. In other words, Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Tzof, and Darim. It could be Mizrach Tzofen, it could be Ma'ariv Dorim, it could be Ma'ariv Tzofen. But the basic point is, from an akuda that's merkazis, that's emtza, on a flat surface, the hefech of emtza is dalit, or any variation of these dalit ruchos. So ra be'etzem, if we ask ourselves, what's the most basic definition of ra? It's something which heads away from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It can be different ways. A person in Avodah Zarah can head away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Taiva, when a person is misasik in Taiva, he's digging into himself, and he's not at all pointing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person through Gaiva can when a person declares himself as being very, very chashev and important, and so on and so forth. And then there's other kriyas. There's a kriyah just of ra lishma, where ra becomes the right thing instead of toy. Those are four different hefechias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They obviously come in a million different variations. The way mizrach and tzofen and ma'ariv can be combined, and darim can be combined in many different ways. But the point is that allows for dalid malchias to go off in different directions, and the Madregas is Shachar Dalit. The fact that the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was for Isis and connected each one, there would be an opposite. All of those in Yonim are in Yonim of Dalit. V'kulon sholtu me'acha cheter shel Adam. V'kulon hayu misnagas al ha'kdusha v'atoysh. So Adam HaRishon gave each one of these kreiches some etzias with his chet. But let's talk about this. First of all, Chazal, you have different Chazal about what the Chet of Adam HaRishon was, and it's like not a Vavil. You have a lot of different Chazal, this, that, the other thing. we need to understand, the Maral says this specifically about the chet of Eitz Hadas, Machloikis, whether it was a Te'ena, whether it was a Novim, whether it was Chita. The Maral says they all were there. The question was, which was the dominant one? Just like a person kills somebody because he wants to take his money and use the money to live a chazash atog. So when a person did that, many averis came in. First of all, strong taiva, he wanted to live a chazash atog, he wanted to buy kol davasa. Secondly, he was willing to kill somebody. Third of all, he doesn't feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching, because Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching. In every averis, many taruvis of inyanim. So, all with the chet of Adam Arishan, there was a they brought into the world all these inyanim. Adam Arishan, Chava had a taiva. It says it's chayv nechmod lahaskil. There was an inyan there of being kelokim edei tovira, which is nevgaiva. There was a merida in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Many pieces came into play, and all of them were there. V'kulim esnagdus laktusha tev shevatzoyen. V'yisrael skurim v'toichon shechol lotzeis klal. So Klal Yisrael was hemmed into, and it was something which they had dug into it, and they couldn't dig out. At sheheilem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'koich ha'godol v'shov adal v'klipes v'hoitzi Yisrael mitoichon. So the geulos required to have all four. Let's give a simple mashal, and we'll be able to understand. Just push it in. Imagine somebody has whatever it is, some problem, some chisaron that doesn't allow him to easily find friends or a spouse or whatever it is. And then he met somebody and was quite friendly with this person. Things were going okay, and then it abruptly ended. And the person started drinking or going on drugs, just push it to sort of get out of it. He wanted push it to dull his pain. When you try to help the person, you have a whole bunch of things. And if you'll solve the addiction without solving the loneliness, you haven't done anything. It's going to fall back again. If you solve his loneliness, but you don't give him the tools to solve his addiction, you haven't solved anything. Once you get verschleppt, and you have this spiral of Ra, then all pieces have to fit into it. The Chet, I mean, you know, it's like mechanic, Chet Arishan is correct, this Chet. The Chet meant an extraordinary Adam Arishan who the Herd HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way nobody ever could the Herd HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Yitzir Kapov, had one mitzvah and went and turned his back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did it. That passed every red line in the book, and it wasn't possible to get out of it. And when he got out of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to address all four different inyanim of Ra. In other words, the four golosin are concurrent, and he had to address them. The four inyanim. So the marshal. When the Torah said in Brisbane Absarim, Ger Yaza'acha Be'azalahem, Vavodim, Vino Oysom, all of these, each one of them was there for a reason. And the Arba Lashanish Lagula. All, each and every one of them was there for a reason. V'zeh inyan dal legulos amskorim b'pasha. V'ulam zeh osa beheil Yisrael dal oysis Hashem Baruch Hu. So, whenever we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying to look at basic hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the primary way that we would address it would be the four Isis. It makes a lot of sense. The word Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It consists of four Isis. So each one of these Isis would represent some chelek of hanhagas of Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a little more complex than that. The Chachmei Emes have given us a Masoiris that there are 10 Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are basic, but each one of these four letters includes in itself one or more midas in a way that adds up together to include all the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Dalet Geula, so let's set it up. There are four possibilities of Ryan the Bria, and the people who represented him expressed them at its worst what a Dalet Malchus. And Mitzrayim as a predecessor is Koil everything. The chet of eating Eitz Hadas, because it was such a shayrishtik chet, included elements of Rav, all of them, in a way that even after Adam Arishon even after Avraham Avinu had made some headway, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, but Klaiyos, when they came back to Mitzrayim, was sunk, and it had to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pull them, had to give some help Lamala to be able to begin to get them, to bring them back again. Behine says, In Yezebe Mitzrayim, Hois Aschol Levad, Sheyot Yisrael Mehem. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Aschol, Ach Seif HaKoyot, Tzor Sheyesh Sheyishatu Yisrael Leim, Vichbishom Legami. Vezeh Yelosid Lohan. Omnom, Hine Zeh Kemisha Koitzev Eitz Echod, Shemakaboy HaKoach HaKoach, Ache Koitzev Eitz Legami. It's like you chop wood. Every time your axe hits it, it makes some. It gets a bit off. V'chein oisem ono b'chol shana v'shana mis'irin v'koyach ha'echad sheheir u'betikin she'etakin os. U'mischaskin l'ham shchadova l'fnim atche gome. L'fnim atche gome. So he says, and this is a little bit of a different perspective, and I think it's a more meaningful perspective of understanding the repetition every year. I mean, all of us are adults, and the idea of every year the same thing again and again and again and again and again. So good, they come out with a new Agadah for Rabbi Yashar every year. The Seder, okay. But at the end of the day, again and again and again and again. What's the... It's a Zeicha, it's a Zman, to be sorry for Gula, not sorry for Gula. So the premise is, last year it didn't work out, and this year it's going to work out. Like Yom Kippur, you know, at some point you stop believing in that. At some point you say, you know, I mean, if in 50 years I haven't done what it needs to take, it's not going to work on the 50th try. It's very discouraging. The emes is the way he says it, and it's a much more meaningful, it's a much more meaningful understanding. Changes in the bria to be healthy, to be real, are very gradual. I want to quote a Rambam Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim speaks about Karbonis. And he says his famous reason for Karbonis, and he says that Karbonis are to win Kaisel of Avodah Zarah, and he says, I know you're going to jump on me and you can tell me I'm wrong, and so on and so forth. Very Meirich. So he addresses the following point. Can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah just to avoid, just to win us off something? Doesn't sound right. So he says, I'll show you. It says, the Pasuk in Beshalach, V'lenochem akim derech ha'etz plishtim, ki karev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesiv Klal Yisrael. He detoured them. So their whole going where they went wasn't because that was the best way to go, but it was a detour. So he asked, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not make it that they should instantly do whatever it is? So he says the tachlis of the bria, the tachlis of Torah, is to change a person. And change doesn't happen instantly. A person who's been an eved for 200 years, shakona for 200 years, doesn't change overnight. So he says, so why can't Shmuel make change overnight? So he says, well, then why can't Shmuel just make us instant tzaddikim? Same question. So that question is not a question. But the point that Rambam says is really, really central to understanding Avodas Hashem. I use a mashal a lot of times. Imagine when you have crooked teeth, you go to an orthodontist. So you would say, okay, we'll take a hammer and bang the teeth back into place. Well, if he does that, he's just giving the implant guy business. But as an orthodontist, there's not that mahal doesn't work. So you apply a tiny drop of pressure, you and you have that pressure going slowly
until it the slower it is, if it's consistent, the slower it is, the better it is, because it's more natural, it's more organic. A person, we all know, you know, everyone knows the Baal Tshuva syndrome, where a person changes overnight and leaves a lot of bits and pieces. Not easy. Any type of process that happens in a very, very sudden way, you know, you see a young boy, a 15-year-old boy, 16-year-old, becomes also a big tzaddik in that. So, when you're young, you think you become a big tzaddik. When you're older, you get worried. When you get really old, you say, it'll pass. It's a childish mishagas, and it'll pass in a year or two. If we want to change the bria back to toiv, it requires a slow, constant avoda of millennia. It's thousands of years. Every Pesach adds something. The reason why a zokin, a yid, is an alter yid, who's been over Hashem, is better, is not because they used to make a mole better people than it today. I'm a kaif on that one. It's because when 80 years you're doing the right things, it leaves a mark on you. If 80 years a person is doing something, then it changes the person. And it's a healthier change. As Zikna the Maral says, the mashal to Yain Yashin, I mean, young wine is very sharp and has edges to it. It has silt, it has the gook on the bottom. An aged wine has a certain smoothness, and the silt is settled to the bottom. The doing it every single Pesach means that we do it and we change over it because of it. Let's finish up. Vehine meikar atikum. I'm sorry. Vehine oisah onam chol shanim shanim isayim bekoyach echad sheheir betikun shetakin oz umischaskin lahamshich adav lefnim at shegame. So you keep strengthening it. Vehine b'sefer koil adale klipas atzman sapach al umesav noiso. The beard destroys itself. It turns on itself because there's no kiyum. It doesn't come from a kor of chiyus. A person who indulges in taiva without restriction will eat himself to death or whatever. A person who is not nice and not kind will isolate himself until he's left alone and nobody will lift a finger to help him. All midas ra'os, if they don't have any midas taivas with it, destroy themselves. They're not bar kiyuma. Vehein dalet kois upon shlem. These dalet koises of peronis for the umasolim is the ra itself will be mechalasal. When they sold your dalet koises are Yeshua. Whereas Hashem Dalar Oisis Hashem Baruch Hu Shazachayim. Behine, Meike Atikush Alayla Ze, Ulaharis Cherushal Anitzochum, Shnitzeh Hatovas Ara, Vadeze Nishbakrech Hashitrach Nitzach Nogdoy. He says the main inyan of the Tikkun is to show that Toiv is Natzeh the Ra. Let's discuss this, because, again, on the Pashta level, you say to yourself, it's, you know, we were the good guys. Mitzrayim were the bad guys. We had it bad, and we celebrate that we're alive and we defeated them. Here he's saying a much bigger a tifer nekuda. Whenever a person sees, let's take an example. We're in Oilo Mitzrayim. And a person, and we just came out of yeshiva, and now we're in some sort of working environment. And you look around, and the people that seem to be matzliach are the people that cut corners. That seems to be it. So you get a sense that, you know what, maybe it's not so right, but this is different. Here you have to be like this. The same thing in a person in Hanhoggis and in every other Hanhoggis. A person, when a person gets a sense that Ra is the way to go and Ra is the real Koyach, the Nitzach of Ra over Toiv allows you to make the mistake that this is really good. And that's worse than doing it. Because when you do it and you know it's bad, you know you're bad, you're a Nichshol. But when you think it's right, I once told somebody, you know, when you read real shmutz, So you know it's schmutz, and you know it's bad, and it belongs to your Yetzer Hara, and that's that. When you read so-called decent stuff, quote-unquote, and you get the sense, you know, being mezan is the Akash Leilo. Hey, tzaddikim, gemurim, and big lamed vov tzaddikim are not mezane, but being mezane is darkshelo. So my perspective on it, it's not the pshat that being mezane is terrible, and a simple level of kedusha is minimal, that even ben noach is not stopping. But faket. So the sense of ra as being triumphant is real kfir in the sense of understanding what's back human in the world, what's not. When we see the Netzachon of Tovo V'ra, and you get the sense that Ra is Mechal itself, so each one of those Dalet Malchias becomes a Kreshel Brocha for us. Behine, finally, Kezayis HaMatzah, She'oichlin hu lehamshich hamozna mekudish hamachzik etzitoyfu zecharnu. Omnon, kidei she'ishar atikun chol ha'shonah, צורך לך להפיקוי מן אחר כך. ושלא לך שום דבר שכמו שאין הטעם סור מן הפה, כן אין האור סור מן השמה. So, because this is meant to be an avoida chlolius, not just an avoida on a particular nitzachon, on a particular night, we're supposed to be trying something to give us the sense of being mamshich afterwards, to keep that tam going. Any questions, anything you'd like to ask or about it, or whatever it is? Yes?
Yeah. Is there a reason why we do now places of nine as opposed to four or something else?
Yayin is always the kois, in many ways, Yayin is the kois of bracha. Yayin is the kois that you say shiran. Yayin is the kois that of peronius, like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Arishon planted wine, this 15 vai in the pasuk. It's Yayin has in itself both tapuchis. It's the sherish of ra in many ways, and it's also the thing you say shiran. So that's why Yayin is nifra for it. Maral speaks in Agad about the difference between Shti and Achila. He's married on that. Why one is Rabban and one is the Raisa, but it's not in your know. That's not after what he's speaking about.
I don't know if this is everyone here, but it's just a general question. I have my kids range from 19. Like fun,
right?
And you know, every year you have a seder, and there's certain things that you obviously a seder takes a lot of time to,
right?
You know, just the saying of the Haggadah and just the mitzvahs,
right?
But you know, there are sometimes when you have such a range, what happens is, you know, you start saying things or asking questions that are maybe not at some kids' appropriate level. How do you, just on a practical question, I mean, how do you manage a seder to give over central yisoides that are, I guess, either davar shavuchal nefesh, or is, you know, is able to kind of be inclusive of everyone? Because you're going to end up, you know, some kids are going to end up, you know, tuning out, and other kids are, and I heard that one already, I know that one already. Is there any, you have any, I guess, any practical ideas of in general, I guess, how to approach this?
I would tell you like this. I understand the problem. That problem also comes up Chalom Moed, when where to go Chalom Moed, when you have the range of kids, and but this is talking more earnest. This is what I did was, my kids are all, my youngest sister is getting married soon, so I'm there. I mean, we have to have grandchildren for this, also at that same range of age. I divide into, first of all, I'll tell you some of my, I try to keep things as short as possible. I know it's nice that kids can come home and say that we sat a whole night, but it's down deep, it's a drag. I also have divided the sections. Like, the first few paragraphs, the first thing will be for the younger kids. And can speak to older kids about it and say, listen, everyone needs to have a Chetan Seder. You need to look interested when the little kids come up with their question. As long as each segment has two or three segments, when you speak to each one, and then you come back again if the kids are still up, you then again say something. There's no way in the world, you know, I'm on the big, on this, you know, kind of tall, so whenever I've seen a store one size fits all, I know it doesn't fit me. That's part of confusion. I'm not the one size fits all. It kids from 19 to 5, it's, so I think the older kids can understand that they should also be, if the little kid wants the attention, he wants people to feel good, and so you divide into big segments, and occasionally, every so often, you go back and call the little kid to say something, and so on. There's no other answer. There's not, a little pre-thought about dividing it, and, you know, I try also, for many reasons, to say less in the beginning and more later. First of all, everybody puts everything in the Holachmanya into the Maiser, and at the end of the day, the Ikar God is later on. It's like people saying all the Torah and Daf Beis, and you know, and where the sugyas are actually on Zion and Ches, whoever it is. Secondly, it also does. At the end of the day, kids are impatient. They're hungry. The older ones are saying, or, you know, down. It's pastnish to say that they're tired or hungry. So, but they're kind of annoyed. If it starts moving, and the Ikar Haggadah is the drashas of the psukim, the Ikar Haggadah is the brachas and the fikach and so on. So I try to put more emphasis on that, and we'll try to. That's what I try to do. So, anybody else?
Last thing we spoke about computer and cognizant.
A little closer.
Last week spoke about the beer of Christ on the face of the Muslim as a whole. Do you see the same thing in the Christ on itself? Maybe it's not surprising even today, because I don't know how to view it. Today's body of the are Jewish, but another Jew. Do we view it the same way?
The Jews, why? What are the Jews?
The many Jews say that they don't even know they're Jewish. They're not even off there.
The question is, who is it a bureau on? I can tell you that when the tshuva movement started in the 70s, there were certain Rosh Hashivas, prominent Rosh Hashivas, that said that why didn't you have these people? This is the Erevah that fell off, and so on and so forth. The question is, maybe it's a bureau on us if we care enough about them to reach out to them. In other words, we don't know Cheshbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be true. Listen, whoever fell by the wayside and never, you know, never to come back to Klal Yisrael, that, you know, they married a Goya and that's it. Okay. But the question is, where were we over there? You know, the Reb Noach read to me once the Kapitel Yecheskel about a Roya, that a Kaddish Baruch was going to mourn the Roya, not the sheep. So maybe the Biranos is so much, it's so long in Kaisol, people didn't care about the brothers, whether Yosef and the brothers, this and that. Maybe the question is now in Yisrael for us, are we doing what we can to save them? I don't know. But certainly the beer over the millennium of who's left in Kaisol and who, there's something else that's happening now that you don't see it so much because of Lakewood, but out of town, the amount of Geirei Tzedek that there are in Kaisol is incredible. In most out of town places, a huge amount of people are real Geirei. And that was when I grew up, I remembered maybe one ger. I mean, you know, Bnei Brak, they had an official ger to kaim all the mitzvahs. They have a tivi the ger in Bnei Brak. When I got married at my Shem Brach, they had a tivi the ger and 35 mitzvahs, whatever you did with them was 35 mitzvahs. But there was no such thing as gerim.
And today, you know, there was so many Erlich Gute Yidden. I don't know. You know what? It definitely it feels as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is pressing fast forward. But exact. I mean, what we have to do is keep doing what we're supposed to do. You know, not to try to be mekarev of people if you can, with the taina that this is a beer is shaker, because you don't know. You're not a bala bas in that. But once things have fallen, things are what they are. Maybe, you know, I not maybe. Yes, it seems so. Okay, so I don't know. Next week, if you're interested or not, I don't know what the matzav is. Next week is Erev Pesach. You let me know if you're. Okay, Chag Kasher Sameach al Kol Panim.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all the best. Call to bye.